And I was thinking, as Danny was sharing, you know, we got the kings and presidents and prime ministers of the world, and they sit in very high powers, seats of power in the earth, and they're making decisions and they're, you know, legislating different laws and hindering people and doing the things to make money for themselves and their countries and to prosper and benefit themselves or whatever way that they're moving. Not that I'm getting political here, but we are seated in a higher location of office, and that is at the right hand side of God. And when we go to the Father and we ask God for direction, we ask God for the heavenly words, then we can speak. We can start declaring what we desire as God energizes us, what we want to see, what we want to happen. Like Sangit done a great sharing many years ago called Heavenly Congress. So we decide what's going to happen. We decide if we're going to have a great day, a great month, or a great year, right? We decide it because we have that authority. And when we're doing it with God, we're being directed and inspired by the Heavenly Father. We can call those things which are not as though they were. And God is working those things within us. He's given us the ideas, the thoughts, the wisdom, the knowledge, the understanding. And we just need to move in that direction with God. And I was encouraging a couple of people today to move in the direction of God. If you sit there, you're going to have the same as what you had last year, you'll have this year. But you need to take some moves with God. You need to ask God to enlarge in your vision. Now, where there is no vision, revelation, the people wander aimlessly. If there's no vision, that means you're blind to what's going on and where you're going. And so, but when there's vision, then we can see. And what we're seeing is the direction and heavenly words from God. And so when we get that into our hearts and make that our focus in our life, and we move in that direction of God and that inspiration of God, then, and we do those things that God puts in our hearts, being led by the Spirit of God. If we live in the Spirit, we should walk by the Spirit. In other words, we're living, we're practicing those things, we're speaking in tongues, we're doing the things daily that God puts in our hearts to do. But then we need to move out as God is directing, as God is showing, as God is guiding. And if you ask God, he's not going to withhold from you anything. God says that he will do exceedingly abundantly above all that you ask or think. Father, I need a direction of what you want me to do. What is the goal for me this year? No, my desire is to see all men to be saved and come to a knowledge of truth. Because I know that's your desire, God, and I want that. I desire that. I want to walk and manifest my life like the Lord Jesus Christ walked. That when devils see me, they run. When I wake up, they run. And whatever they might try on me, they try things on Jesus Christ, but you overcome them all the time because he was with the Father. But we make the decisions of what we're going to do with God. We go to God. We're going to have a fantastic year. It's going to be a fruitful year. And according to your desire and level of faith, God will give you that one laborer. That is equal to a million. But it's where is your focus? And there's so many things that as we begin to make up our minds to move forward with God, then God can elevate us forward. But you always find there'll be someone trying to take you off. A distraction, a family problem, money problems, or something like will try and come up. But as we stay with God and keep moving forward, trusting him, then he will always make a way. He'll always provide for us. See, God makes a way where there seems no way. And I know there's many people on here that really desire to move in the way that they've been encouraged. Also to move in the way that we see the great growth and outreach in India and the power, which is an example to us. It's achievable for us with God. It's not that we can't, you know, God can catch us up pretty quick if we believe him. Even Jesus Christ said, when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith in the earth? Will there be still anyone believing? Our faith is very precious, and God gives us the faith. It's through the heavenly words. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing the words of God, hearing the words from God. This is what builds our vision. And then when we focus and lock in on the direction of what's being encouraged, and we go to God, Father, I really want to move forward. I really desire to learn these things that these wonderful people that are walking with you, what they're doing, I want to do. I also want to manifest the blessings of what they got. I want the fruit of my labor too. So what is the fruit of your labor been so far? What you sow, you reap. If you're half and half, you know, you like coming on air, you're focused, and but then the things of the world start coming up. You know, we're taking notice of what people are saying to us. We're letting them get to our heart and our faith. And we don't think we can move forward because of where they are in their position. But nothing can stop you when you've got faith. When you've made up your mind, look, I'm moving forward regardless of anyone's attitude towards me, regardless of anyone's objections to me, regardless of anyone's talking about me, I'm moving forward with my God, whether I got friends or no friends, whether my family like me for it or not. You know, I'm moving with my God. That's it. He's the one that's called me into this earth. He knew me before I was born. He's got the plan. He's got the purpose. He's got the future for me. And I know I'm called to do great things with God. And everyone is. But what do we value more in this world? You know, I'm a married man. I got wonderful children. I got Sarah on here today. Sarah, welcome on, darling. Really great to see you come on. And, you know, I can remember when she was born, we dedicated her to God, according to our understanding at the time, me and my first wife at that time. And, you know, we give, and God has kept her. Like, God has kept, not me, God's kept her. And she's turned her heart to God. And now she's coming around to what we're sharing also. God's working in her heart on that. And it really blesses me. But God's doing the work. I'm not worried about what she's doing because I know that I've given her to God. I pray for her and I say, Father, you work in her life. You show her what she needs to do. I'm not going to run after anyone. I don't run after anyone. Not even my daughter. She'll tell you she has to run after me. She's not in the way there, but it doesn't mean to say I don't love her. It doesn't mean to say I don't care. It doesn't mean to say I don't think. You know, through her, I got a grandson who's 20 now, and I've got 3 great-grandchildren as well. So, like, that's a great blessing. They're all prayed for, believe me, and they will all be blessed wherever they are right now and whatever they're doing in their life right now. Because God knows my heart. My heart is to keep him first in everything. I got Danny, I got Leanne, I got Finney, I got Maya. But they know God is first, and I'm serious. And this is why God blessed me in the way I do, because I really am going after God. And I don't really care what anyone thinks. I used to worry all the time. Oh, what am I saying? Is it right? And what does this person think of me? And used to really doubt myself. But God is into faith. And so when I made up my mind, listen, you've got to get to that place where you're fed up with where you are. And if you're happy with where you are and what's going on, just going through the same old thing, reaping the same old thing, then that's what you'll keep getting. But I'm never satisfied. I'm satisfied with who I am as a son and how God blessed me in each day. But I know there's much more. I know there's much more out there. I know there's many people that need to come from darkness to light. I know there's many people that need to come to save. But it's gone further than that for me. Now I'm working with individuals one-on-one. I'm seeing the bigger picture that really now I need to invest as God is, Jesus Christ invested his life into all of us. Now I'm that point of contact in the earth. I am Christ in this earth. So are you. That I need to invest what God shows me to do into the people that connect to me. And to give them the heavenly words from God. To give them the wonderful encouragement. The things that I'm living and doing myself. I'm not just bumping my gums. I'm not just quoting scripture. But I'm doing these things that I'm encouraging you. As I encourage you to pray for laborers, Laura prays for laborers. As I encourage you to honor God with your substance, Laura honors God with his substance, right? As I encourage you to speak in tongues much, Laura speaks in tongues much. As I encourage you to connect, I also connect. So these things are very beneficial. But I had to come to that place, that crossroads in my life. Because before, you know, I took all these classes, I was very knowledgeable. I had a lot of knowledge. Not a lot of wisdom, but I had a lot of knowledge. And I was kind of following everybody else and what they were doing. And those that were growing over there, I'd go and join myself over there. What are they doing? What can I learn? But it wasn't sound doctrine. It wasn't the right way. It was wonderful way, but it only took you to a certain level. And I know there's much more. And I want the much more. I don't want the crumb. I want the loaf of bread from my heavenly Father. And that's what God gives us, the heavenly bread, right? So I want the right words, the heavenly words, the right direction. So when I made up my mind, I knew where to connect. God says, you need to go and connect there. So I went there and I connected. And the last thing I'd done was, what do you do to get everyone moving with God? And those three basic things, I'll come back to it again. It needs to be repeated. It really does. These are so fundamental, so simple, and yet so powerful. So it's not only receiving the heavenly words, it's doing it. Lots of people fail because they don't do what they know to do. They got the knowledge of it and they end up mentally assenting rather than moving in godly faith, being led by the Spirit of God. I've done it for years. And it got me some results. There was some, because there was principles being applied and God soothed the sore of the heart. But you had to take, let me go through these avenues I went through. Started off in the Pentecostal church and then the Methodist church and so on and so on. And then the fellowships and to the point where I got connected and I'm moving in this way. So there's been changes, lots of different changes. But God always will fill your hunger, your desire. Those that hunger and thirst after righteousness shall be filled. And I want the right way. And according to my level of understanding now, I know I'm moving in the right way according to my level of understanding now, but I know there's so much more to learn. There's so much more to grow. There's so much more to take in. There's so much more for me to experience. You know, God doesn't want us to, when it comes to our end of days, if we're not gathered together, we don't want to have no regrets. And you can pray to God, I don't want no regrets. I want to know that I've done my fullest for the highest, which is God. That I really gave everything into my wife. That I really gave everything into my children. I really gave everything into you when it comes to the fellowship and into ministering. That I didn't hold back anywhere, but I let you work in me. So that you could have your way and your good pleasure to bring about your plans and purposes into fruition. So really, we are sat in the highest location of heaven. We got to believe that. You'll rise to the level of your believing. You won't go no further than that. And that's as a man thinketh, so is he. God doesn't, he hasn't called lone rangers. There's a lot of people that are on their own. All right, you come onto this Zoom fellowship. But you're still on your own where you are. God wants to fill the empty space. And he says, come to me. Be willing to do what I'm showing you. Begin to practice these things and then trust. Now, God, when he appeared to Abraham, you're going to be the father of many nations. Mary, you're going to be the mother of many nations. It took 25 years. We moan after we wait 25 minutes. Well, I've been praying for the laborer. Oh, I honored God 10 minutes ago and there's no abundance. Where's the abundance? I used to be a lot like that many, many years ago. But God is building our confidence and our faith into him. That no matter what's going on in our carnal life, in the physical life, in our finances, in our relationship, that when we commit something to God, we're trusting that he's going to bring the remedies, the answers, the solution, the provision. And so we need to speak those. You need to, like, we can pray the answer. God knows the problem. And yes, we can cast those problems off our heart to God. But he knows the problem, doesn't he? He knows all things. He wants us to pray the answer. He wants us to pray what he says. And he can give us perfect words to pray, especially by the Spirit speaking in tongues. This is our highest form of confession, is the speaking in tongues. That's the highest level of confession you could do. We don't know what we're saying, but God knows what we're saying. See, this is my arm. See my arm? Would you agree? Is that my arm or is that your arm? No, it's my arm, isn't it? This is my other arm. Is it your arm or is it my arm? It's my arm. Now, I've got an arm, but it's up to me if I want to use that arm. If I don't want to use it, I just put them down, don't use it. God has given you Holy Spirit. When you confess Jesus as Lord and believe God raised him from the dead, he filled you with Holy Spirit. Now, is that Spirit of God lying dormant in you? Or is it activated within you through your faith from listening to the heavenly words and your desire to speak in tongues because you want the spiritual understanding. You want the spiritual things from God. You want to build up that inner man. You know, and if you've got problems, if you've got infirmities, speaking in tongues helps your infirmities. Do you know that? So we need to use this speaking in tongues a lot more than we're actually doing. And if you're doing it, that's great. Do it more. Do it even more. Because you're the one that is going to benefit. And with God, when we're hearing the words from God, when we're practicing certain things, you'll always be the one to benefit first. God wants you to see his goodness. God wants you to see his faithfulness. And if we can sow seed and believe God to bless us financially, which he does, and in other areas, then there's no difference when we're praying for laborers. If we're doing it from our heart, see, I could say, Zara, you need to pray for laborers. Jesus said, pray for laborers. And that's what I do, and that's what we need to do. And that's what you need to do if you want to see laborers. We could go, all right, I better pray for laborers. And then we're praying for laborers. But it's got to be a desire in the heart. We got to pray with a desire for them. I really want those laborers. You get impatient because you're looking at the carnal. Aren't we trusting God here? But you don't understand, Laura. It's been 15 years and I still haven't got a laborer. Trust God. Keep going. Keep moving. He's going to do the work. It's not by our might, nor by our power, but it's by the Spirit of the living God. In the meantime, you're building yourself spiritually, mentally, emotionally, with the heavenly truth, with the practice of what you're doing. You're eliminating fear out of your life. You're eliminating the things that limit you, the things that have hindered you through your life. You're maturing. You know, you're becoming spiritually mature. And you're exercising your spiritual senses rather than your carnal senses. Because there's carnal senses. We hear, see, smell, taste and touch. And the spiritual senses is hearing, seeing, smelling, tasting and touching also. But it's spiritually. We can hear from God. We can taste what God is putting in our hearts, you know, or if there's a spirit there, if it's bad taste, good taste. You know, or we can smell something. We just can't understand where that smell's coming from, you know. And it's a beautiful smell. It's a fragrance, a good fragrance. Many ways God can touch us by those spiritual senses. But ultimately, we're listening to the voice of God. You know, and strength comes through peace, not through chaos. It doesn't come through chaos. When we're looking at what's going on in the world, there's a lot of chaos right now, I reckon. And the devil's very good at organizing that chaos to get people to be confused and to worry and to doubt. You know, the stock markets are going up. The economy is going to crash. We're on God's heavenly economy. Whether that stock market crashes or not, what's your response going to be? My God shall supply all my need according to his glorious riches by Christ Jesus. My God won't allow me to be tempted above that which I am able, but he will make a way that I'm able to bear what I'm going through right now. My God is my sufficiency in all things. See, when we're speaking in tongues, then we get that wisdom from God. God will really give us wisdom. In the Old Testament, that kind of really wasn't available in that manner. But there was a situation going on in Egypt. And God pre-warned, he gave Pharaoh a bad dream of what was going to happen. And Pharaoh needed someone to interpret the dream so he could understand it. And there was Joseph, a type of Jesus Christ, right? And so Joseph, by the wisdom of God, because he had the Spirit of God on him, interpreted the dream. And God showed him what to do. You're going to have 7 years of great plenty. But there's going to come a famine for 7 years too. And so what do you do? You've got 7 years of great plenty. And you've got 7 years of famine. A lot of people think, right, 7 years of plenty, well, we'll live till we die, right? Let's spunk it all up. Let's go out and blow it. No, there's wisdom there. The wisdom of God, through that 7 years, from every seed, from every herb, from every fruit, everything you got, you get the seed of those things and you store it up in those 7 years. So when the 7 years of famine come, then you could be staying through those 7 years of famine. And not only was they sustained, but they fed the world. God not just saved the people, but he saved the world. People were coming from everywhere into the pool to get this seed, these wonderful seeds, made them very rich. And Joseph's family got saved because God's got the plan. See, we got to remember God's got a plan in our day and time for you, for me, for our families, for our little ones, for our loved ones. See, God's got the plan. And if we look at the things in the world and let the force and feelings and emotions of the world touch us, we can miss out on the plan because we're going to the carnal way. We're trying to save ourselves. Oh, I better go and get a job. Oh, I better go and get a second job. I better get a third job. No. Where's the faith? We're supposed to live by faith, right? And God gives us those words. He will provide. God makes a way where there seems no way. Didn't he part the sea? Didn't he cause the children of Israel that believed to go in and possess the promised land? Yeah. Our God is a God of deliverance. You know, David, he only beat Goliath because of the faith in God. And he spoke what he was going to do to the giant. You need to speak what you're going to do. Now, I'm going to move the word of Jehovah in all of the UK, in all of Europe and USA. It's extended now. And wherever God opens the doors for me in other countries to move, I'm not going to do it. God's going to do it for me. My God is the way maker. He goes before me. And according to my faith, he moves. According to when I don't have faith, he can't move. God could do anything he wants, but he's not going to go against my free will, choice and decision. Well, you know, I don't really believe in dishonoring God, giving my money away. It's a scam. Some people can think like that, right? Oh, this speaking in tongues is just gibberish. This connection, well, I just connect to God. No, I connect to Jesus. He's my Lord and Savior. Like, people have this mindset. You'd be surprised. Some people have this mindset. But then you look at their life, and then you look at the fruit of their life, and you can see, ah, if only you got humble. But God is gracious, you know, because he can get us to the humble place where we're in a place ready to receive. So, you know, God wants us to keep him first. He wants us to use the spiritual ability. The manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit. To profit. There's profit and benefits of speaking in tongues, interpretation of tongues, or prophecy. And real prophecy is like right now what I'm speaking. That's prophecy. I'm prophesying, forth-telling, and speaking into your life. And as we learned in 2 Chronicles 20:20, those that believed God were established, and those that believed his prophets prospered. As we see in Ezra 6:14, they had the instructions to build the temple, to get everything together. They had the instructions from God and from the king of Dextrous. But it says, and the people prospered through the prophesying of Zechariah and the son of Uddu, the prophets. The prophets were the ones that had the Spirit of God on them. And they would speak. And this prophesying was inspired teachings. What are we doing right now? What am I doing right now? Inspired teachings. Not premeditated. I haven't premeditated anything I've said. I'm allowing God to work in me. And so God wants you to allow him to work in, like, let him work in you. Don't have your preconceived ideas based upon your knowledge of past scriptures or teachings. But let the Spirit of God energize in you. Step out in faith. I'm trusting God to give you the next words even right now as I'm speaking. I don't know where this is going right now. But I know I'm inspired. And the only thing, our greatest enemy is fear. Fear is false evidence appearing real. It's an illusion. And so when we look at the narratives of the world and what the world is saying, politics and all these different things, it's building an illusion of fear that, you know, that we're in great trouble. You know, we know there's going to be end times that are going to come at some time. And we know that, you know, there's going to be tribulation at some time. But we also know that we're going to be gathered out of that. That means to say there won't be terrible times coming before that. But we know that we're protected. We know that when we stay with God, we will be protected. We know that we will be healed and delivered if we get in difficulties. We know that God will provide our every need. But you cannot go by what you hear, see, smell, taste and touch with your carnal mind. You've got to go by what you hear, see and taste and touch by the Spirit of God. Exercising your spiritual senses. Doing the things God puts in your heart. It may look crazy to you in the senses, but you take that step of faith. Like when I come to USA, I really thought it was me thinking it. I'm thinking, now this is just me wanting to go. It's my own desire. Yeah, I really want to go and see the believers, but I also knew God really wanted me to go. And then I was worried about what other people think. Who does this guy think he is? Does he think he's some kind of Apostle Paul or Timothy or something? And it was putting me off. My carnal mind was trying to talk me out of it. And then I knew God kept putting it in my heart. You go, you go, you go. And then I spoke to my leader. He says, you just do what God shows you. You know, he didn't help me too much apart from just do what God puts in your heart to do. And you'll soon know anyway. And then I had an order of how I was going to go on this trip. So I had it all written down where I was going to go first. And then I woke up one morning after praying about it again, and God says, just reverse the order of the trip. When I wrote that down and reversed it, I knew it to call straight away. And then the doors just opened. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Or it just opened. And then the places to stay, because I was prepared also to pay for, you know, for accommodation. But every place God had it provided for me. So I only had to pay the flights, right? And I was willing to do that. And so we move at the direction of God. So God wants you to move by inspiration. But don't put up with mediocrity. Don't put up with day-by-day mundane stuff. Yeah, all right, you've got jobs or you've got things you've got to do with your family. But that's not the normal Christian life. That's the things that your responsibilities and things that you have to do. But you've got to expect God to have something bigger for you every day. Every day, you've got to have something for me, God. You know, I want to see you in my every day. You know, if they continue steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and they fellowship daily, how much more do I want to fellowship with God daily and with the believers daily? And thankfully, I was looking at it today and I was thinking about Acts chapter 2. Because really, every day I am fellowshipping daily. I have many people, I have my book here. I'll show you. This is my book of connections. I reckon it should be part of the Bible. The book of connections. And it's like, these are all the people I speak to every day. This is a daily, each page is daily. Of the people I speak to, whether it's text, whether it's audio, whether it's phone to phone or video to video, every day. And I got another 3 books in the drawer with that. And I say, God, I thank you today for my before ordained works. And yeah, really, like, I know it can be hard for my family. The ones that are not really with God, they're born again, they got the Spirit, but they're not really focused like I am. It's tough for them because they want me. They want that. They want my attention, but they don't get it. And I was saying to Sarah, you think that maybe I leave you out and give all the attention to Danny and Amber, but they tell you they get treated exactly the same. And anyone else does as well, because for me and Kimoto, God is first. And to the best of my ability, it doesn't mean I don't love people, don't love them, don't care for them. They're in my prayers, you know, and I want my family blessed, and I want my family on the same movement. And I know that they got their free will choice as well, but I pray, God, bring them about. Let them understand. Let them see what you've done for me and how I'm seeing the things. Let them come onto the spiritual realm of this understanding of what you put in my heart. And we can pray for our loved ones like this. You know, because the truth is, guys, you might have broken family relationships. I mean, my brothers and sisters don't even bother with me, but I still love them. I'm still praying for them. I'm sure Joseph did. The ones that beat him up and sold him into slavery. He had every right to be not happy with them. But his heart was for God, and he had the heart of love of God in him. You know, and then we can see the record how he helped his family and how he got them reconciled. Because God is a reconciler. So no matter what your situation looks like right now, use your faith. Use your prayers, use your desires. Yes, other people have free will choice, but God is the searcher of all hearts. He knows the hearts. He can heal a heart. He can change your mind. He really can. He's a loving God. He's been with me. Listen, I've made so many mistakes as a believer, as a minister, but I'm still here by the grace because God knows I'm not perfect and my flesh. But as I continue walking with God, I'm maturing, I'm growing. And I'm getting the wisdom of God. I ask God, Father, give me the spiritual wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Jesus Christ. Give me the knowledge of the Holy. Let me understand. Show me how the things work so I can teach it and encourage it. But let me practice it first. I don't want to give anybody anything that I ain't actually doing. With the confessions, the faith of confessions, I practiced that first. I started to see my whole environment change through my confession. And then I was able to boldly say to people, look, you need to start confessing. You need to start saying what you want, not what you see. Watch your whole circumstances. Everything changes around you. Like a film, you know, everything changes from black and white to color. You know, zippity-doo-dah type of thing. Right. But God is really with you. And he really isn't a respecter of persons. Don't put yourself down. Don't think for 1 minute if there's anyone that might think, well, that Lawrence has got it all together. I haven't got it all together. God's got it all together. And I'm just learning to be obedient to the heavenly voice, to listen to the voice of God. And I'm definitely not perfect, that's for sure, right? But I love God with all my heart. I want to do this. I want to see the manifestation, great outreach and growth, really from my heart. And whatever it takes, I'll do. You know, I said to God, whatever it takes. And God said, it ain't going to take much. Just believe me and do what I show you to do. That's all you have to do. I'll do the work for you, Laura. This is my grace. This is my work. I'm inviting you into that work. And you've got the wonderful words of ministry of reconciliation. So just do what I give you to do every day. And you're going to see great growth. I'm going to bless you. So, you know, the excellence of the power is not of you. It's of me. It's my wisdom. It's my direction. You know? And it's just wonderful. Like, God is just so good. And the calling he's got on your life is massive. But you know what? Satan wants to drown that calling out through everything in the world. Pressure of family, pressure of other people, pressure of money, pressure of location, the pressure of illnesses or stuff like this. But I'm telling you now, stay with God. You're going to get your full deliverance in every area. We've got a complete savior. If we're complete, then we're complete. And we got to believe that even if we got our arms missing or our legs missing. I'm complete in Christ. You're complete spiritually, mentally, physically. The muscles in your neck, they're complete. They're whole. Your hips are aligned. They're complete. They're whole. God is about alignment and harmony. And so we need to get our minds to the truth and let it come from our mouth. Let it build in our heart. And then believe it's done. We got to get the picture in our mind. If you close your eyes now, and I say, there's the man with the withered hand. Imagine the man with the withered hand. Close your eyes right now. Get the image in your mind. There he is. Jesus stood up there. He sat down there. And he's speaking. He says, stretch forth thine hand. And just see that man stretching and his hand becoming whole. I can see that in my mind. If you can see it in your mind, you can hold it in your hand. This guy certainly held it in his hand. He literally stretched forth his hand, right? He got healed and whole. Jesus walked on the water. It took faith. Hey, Peter walked on the water. Whether it's momentary or not, he walked on the water, right? So all things are possible for us because it's possible with God. And it's possible for us when we believe these words, when we believe the encouragement. You know, and we're trusting God in that. You guide me. You show me what's right. You show me what's wrong. So God wants you to stay with him. And he wants you to have faith, not fear. When you take your eyes off the Lord Jesus Christ, the author and finisher of your faith, you'll have fear. When you take your eyes off Jehovah and you put it on the world, you'll have fear. You'll have doubts creeping. You'll have worries coming. When we start listening to our unbelieving partners or family members, and we obviously put a lot of trust in them because they're our family members, right? But our trust has got to be a higher level. And we want to bring them with us, not keep them where they are. So really, it's living unto God and being that example, having that influence on other people around us. Ask God, Father, if you haven't got no one in your life you're influencing right now, ask God, Father, bring me someone that I can influence, that I can share your words. And maybe that'd be your laborer, you know? I don't know. God knows. He's got the labor for you. You've got to be ready for it. And we are ready to go in the spirit. But we've got to get our minds lined up to these words. And we got to do them. People fail the majority of the time because they got the knowledge, but they don't do it. They do it in part. You got to do it with all your heart. Unto God, not unto man. And so anyway, that's what I want to share.